Can you hear me all right? My microphone's working okay? That's good. Excellent. Thank you. All right. Put my notes here. Thank you for that bit of an intro there, Ollie, with regard to the gifts. That works really well. And I think it's very appropriate, actually, that Jasper got this friendship jewellery, because he's a guy that's got lots of friends, so I'm sure he'll be able to make bracelets for lots of his friends. Yeah? That's good. Now, I'm going to be speaking on the passage that Lewis has just read to us, but I would like the young people, I've got a word search for you to do, and I'm going to be mentioning some of the words that you've got to find on your word search. So the stewards are going to bring around some clipboards and pieces of paper and pens so that you can listen out for the key words that I'm going to be mentioning during this. So here we go. The stewards are coming up the middle. So put your hand up if you'd like to do a word search, and the stewards will bring you a word search on a clipboard and with a pen and a pencil. Oh, look, we've got... Thank you so much for being missing it. There you go. Robot. I don't want to stand on it. Right, has everybody got a clipboard? We need one. Right. Now I've got the first thing I'd like to do is I'm also going to need some help now. I've got around the sides, there's some letters on pieces of paper. I'd like you to find those letters, the young people, and see if you can find them. There's one here. Hey, do you want to come up with it? If you're going to have a look around on the windowsills, maybe places like that, you might find what you need. Got some letters. This is the first part of the word that you're looking for. Have you found one there? What have you got?
Good job, Jasper.
You've got an R. Who are? We've got an R and A. There should be another one somewhere, another two. Can you see them? Yeah, that's it. Do you want to bring that one up? Right, if you turn it up the other way, there you go. All right, do you want to bring it up, or someone like to bring it up? Jackie's going to bring it up.
There you go.
Right, do you want to come stand up here, Jack? You're a bit too big, but don't worry. This message is for everybody, including the big people as well as the young people. So, what word have you got here?
Race.
Race. Race. Race. Yeah, okay. Well, actually, life's a bit like that, isn't it? A bit of a rat race at times. And we're all sort of driven by these ideas we have to achieve. And I've said to you earlier, I had a birthday gift of driving around a racetrack in a Ferrari. That was really fun. That was a few years ago, but it was great fun driving around. I did have someone in there telling me to slow down and when to brake, which was very useful, because otherwise I'd probably not braked at the right time. But life's a race. We're all driven at different times, even from our youngest age, to achieve and to do things. You think it starts off where when we get to school, we have to do our SATs tests. At sports day, we have to try and win the race. Come first. I think on Friday I met my granddaughter from school, and she came out, running out, and she said, Pa, I want a race. I want a race in the sports day. We're all set to achieve, set to be the best. And as we get older, it's getting the A's and the A stars in our exams. It's getting the firsts at uni. It's getting that dream job. It's getting that dream house, that dream car. And as you already know, I'm a bit of a petrol head, as is Jamie. And I've got to confess, I've got a new car. Yeah, I want it. In the competition. Would you like to see it?
Yeah.
Thank you. I want it in this competition called AGT. Not America's Got Talent, it's Argyle's Got Talent. We had this fabulous talent show here yesterday, and I won this prize for having the longest pause in my act. And if you want to know more about that, you can ask someone else who comes to speak to me later. But But yes, we're all set, if you like, in our whole, we're conditioned to achieve, to strive, to do things. And that you get what you deserve. If you work hard, you get that good result at the exams. If you work hard, you get that dream job. If you work hard, you can have the Dodge Dart to drive around in. But also, the world will tell you, if you've done bad stuff, you'll get what you deserve. What some people would call karma. What goes around comes around. And we're going to be talking a bit more about actually the opposite to that. There is one letter that's missing from this word here. I'd like somebody to go and have a look behind those doors at the back by the cupboard, by the PA cupboard. Would one of the young people like to go and have a look to see what's behind there? Is there a letter? Right, would somebody like to bring it up to the front? Can you bring the G up to the front? Come on. And this is your first word in the word search today. Grace, if you can find that on your word search. Right, thank you so much for helping me with this. If you come and see me later, I will have a prize, a reward for your good work that you've done here this morning. Thank you very much. So yes, our first word in the word search is grace. And grace we consider to be the free, undeserved favour of God. And a bit like the presents that Ollie was talking about earlier, God's given us, through his grace, the gift of Jesus Christ. And it's not because we deserve it, because we definitely don't deserve it, but it's because he loves us, his divine love for us. So that's the first word on your word. The second word is this word mercy. Now this passage talks about God's mercy. Now mercy means not receiving the punishment or the justice for the wrong things we have done. And the Bible tells us that we've all fallen short of the standard that God has for us. God has shown us mercy. He was the one that took the punishment that we deserve when he died for us on the cross. Here's your next word in the word search. Gift. We've been thinking about the gifts, birthday gifts. We all have a birthday. We don't necessarily deserve the gift. We haven't done anything special. But we get birthday gifts. And God has given us the gift of new life through Jesus Christ, sending him into our world. Now, why did he do that? Because he loves us. That's your next word in your word search. Can you find that? Jesus left glory, left heaven to come into this world. He lived a perfect life, and he gave up that life on the cross to pay the price, the punishment for the wrong that we've done, and so that we could know God and have that personal relationship with him. That's desire. God's desire is to have a personal relationship with each one of us. And if we know God living in our lives, we can know freedom. We've talked about freedom in our singing. We've sung about it. We can know joy. We can know peace. We can be restored in that relationship with God, which was his intention, his plan, his purpose. And we'll talk a bit more about purpose. God releases us from the darkness. We sang about that, from the darkness of anxiety, of depression, of guilt, of shame, all of those things that drag us down. God's released us from that with his love. And for each one of us, it's possible to come to know Christ as our personal saviour by putting our trust in Jesus. And how do we do that? In Romans 10, it tells us that if you declare with your mouth these words up here, Jesus Christ is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Believe in your heart. What do I mean by heart? Is it your real motive? Is it your real desire, your real effort? Where do you put your time, where do you put your money? That's where your heart is. Is your heart dedicated to the one who wants to know you as their, as your personal saviour? And God gives us the gift of faith to trust and to put our heart's trust and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead. He asks us to repent and turn away from those things that we do wrong and put our trust and turn our gaze towards him. Now, I'd like a bit of help now. Is anybody here good at construction with Lego and Duplo? Anybody good at that? Would you like to come up and help build something? I've got a little something over here. Some blocks, some Duplo blocks, and inside the box there's some very precise instructions of what I'd like you to build. You can do it on the table if you want. Okay. Do it on the table. Yeah, it'd be easy to do that. And then you've got a helper as well. Andrea will help you. But you can see there's a very distinct plan inside, and we'll show you later. And then you're going to see what it is that we're going to look. You can see that later. Okay. So I would suggest start at the bottom. All right. Start. Turn up the other way. That's all. Turn it. That's the way you want it. Okay. Start at the bottom. All right. Okay, there you go. Right, so they're on a construction plan. And I'd like to talk a little bit more about purpose. And in much the same way that Elsa has here, she has some instructions on how to build this particular item. The Bible provides us with instructions on how to live our lives. And it gives us the purposes that God has for us and his desires for our lives. And you see that Elsa also has a helper. Andrea is helping and guiding and encouraging her. The Holy Spirit, spiritually, is our guide, is our helper, who encourages us. And we have other believers around us also who can guide us and help us and encourage us in our walk with God, and how to live the Christian life, how to live a life that Christ has for us. In our passage today, it says, "We are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." And I think that's amazing. You can think that God's got something for each one of us. And even the psalmist David wrote in one of his psalms that God knew us and when we were being knitted together in our mother's womb. David was a great poet, and we heard yesterday Frances read us a poem that her mother had written, and that poem talked about how God knows us and knew his purpose for us even before creation. God has a purpose for each one of us, and unless we come to know him, just stand there a minute and you can show everybody in a minute. God has a purpose for each one of us. We can't fulfill that purpose properly unless we know him and unless we're obedient to his instructions and his guidance in our lives. If we think about, maybe are there people here who think, well, I'm not good enough to do what God wants. Moses had a similar excuse when God appeared to him in the burning bush. God said, "I want you to go and tell Pharaoh to release my people from captivity." Moses said, "Well, I'm not a very good speaker." But God provided for him. You might think, "Well, I'm not interested." Or you might think, "I don't want anything to do with that." That's a bit like the Apostle Paul in the New Testament. He was totally opposed to what Jesus was teaching in the way of Jesus. But God used him. So I would say to you, even if you think you don't know, Don't think you have what it takes to do God's purpose. God will show you what that is. If you think that you are not interested, then just be careful, because God still has a purpose for you. Now, that purpose needn't necessarily be standing up here speaking. It doesn't need to be you need to play guitar or piano or bass guitar or drums. But God's got a purpose for each of us to serve Him in the way that He's purposed for you. That may be whether it's cleaning, maybe serving tea, coffee, it may be making beautiful flower displays. God's got a purpose for each of us. And we're not all identical little robots. We've got a little robot here. We're not all identical little robots. God has purposed us. We have to be willing and open to listen to what He has for us. Now, Elsa, would you like to hold this up so everybody can see it? I don't know if you can come up onto the platform. I don't know if everybody can see this. Yeah, it's a heart. That's a picture of God's love for each one of us. But I don't know if you've noticed there's a gap. That gap is maybe for you. Is there something that God's calling you to that only God has given for you to do that you've not done? There's a purpose for you that you haven't yet stepped up to. You haven't asked God yet what that is. That purpose is something that God can use for His glory, to bless other people and to bless you. So please don't miss out on being part of God's wonderful story, God's wonderful story of love for you and for this world. Thank you very much. Give it to me, that's it. I'll put it on the table here and you can see that reasonably well. Okay? God has a purpose for each one of us. And my desire is that each one of us would give our hearts, would give our purposes to Him. And that in doing so, we would be able to bless, and this is another word in your word search, we would be a blessing to others. And a blessing to Him. For He's deserving of our time, of our hearts, of our money, of our desires, because of all that He did for us. His incomparable love, His incomparable riches and grace that He blessed us with when He came into this world. I would like to challenge you, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Saviour, there is opportunity for you here today to come to know Him in that personal way, that you can say that prayer, you can declare with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and you can believe in your heart that He has saved you. If you haven't done that and you would like to do that, come and speak to me, come and speak to Ollie or our pastor Jamie, who's here this morning. We would love to talk to you about what it is to become a Christian and to know the purpose that God has for you. So come and see me at the end, or Jamie or Ollie, and we'd love to talk to you. Even if you just want to know more about it, you're curious, please come and speak to us. And if you're at home and you want to know more about it, then you can always contact us. There's an email address that will come up at the end of the service. Please, we would love to be able to speak to you, so please do contact us if you'd like to know more. Thank you for listening.